Hey, Telvin, Ryan with the Jags again. How we doing, man?
I'm good.
I got some media here. A lot of these guys, covered the Gators, so I'll just give you that heads up ahead of time.
I got you.
All right, I'll let them fire away.
Yeah.
Telvin, at the Combine, you told us you thought you were the best cover linebacker in the draft. Tell us what you think you'll bring to this defense.
Just what you said, you know, that cover skill, the speed, sideline to sideline player, you know, just the passion for the game, man. I'm gonna be that guy that you saw on film. I don't think a game changes the way I go or anything. I think, if anything, I'm gonna be more excited to get to this next level and to just embrace it, you know, being a Jaguar, baby.
How excited are you to come to a place that's got Geno Hayes and Dakota Watson here, and how close are you with those guys?
Man, down in Jacksonville, they no-blooded, man. It's no-blooded down there. And they just trying to keep it going. You know, it's tough players come out of Florida State. You got to be tough to play there. We're one of the premier college football programs. So to go there and to come behind those guys, man, I'm elated. And I'm just, you know, my hat's off to them. I'm just ready to learn.
How come y'all couldn't beat Tebow then?
You know, I wasn't there with Tebow last year, but you see what happened when I came.
what can you tell us about the report about the drug test?
Right, I mean, you know, I talked to Coach Gus and everybody leading up to the draft and everything, and it was a dumb mistake that I made, you know, coming off a lot of hiatuses and stuff like that. Sometimes you get outside the box and you make dumb mistakes, you know. But that was something I talked to the coaches about, a decision I had made, and I dealt with the consequences so far by coming out. But you know, that's behind us. We ready to move forward. I gave the coaches my word that, you know, that's behind us. We gonna move forward and we gonna go get us the Super Bowl. It's destiny. Super Bowl.
You know, though, that you'll be tested now. You'll be in their program, and they'll test you frequently and all that kind of stuff.
Right. I mean, that's fine. Like I just said, it's choices that you have to make, and which things you have to deal with, the consequences behind the choices that you make. And that was a choice that I made. It's going to make the NFL process a little bit tougher for me starting off, but, you know, I got to go through it. And I think I'm gonna be. I know I'm gonna be okay, man. I'm tough. I know with the coaches and everything, with my teammates behind me, I'll be good.
So you're gonna be very careful and stay in the straight and narrow.
Say what now?
You're gonna be very careful going forward. You know, no mistakes, that type of thing.
That's it. No mistakes. You know, I mean, I can't say it's life. We're gonna make mistakes in life, but I'm not gonna make the same mistakes that I did when I was in college or going through this process. We're ready to move forward. And just like I said, get better every day and go out here and win the Super Bowl.
What kind of relationship were you able to build up with this staff at the Senior Bowl?
Man, you see, obviously it was some kind of a tight bond that was built there, because when they came in with energy and they came in with that passion for the game. The first time they came in, Coach Gus came in and spoke to us. And then Coach Bob working with me in all the linebacker drills and everything like that. So being coached all week by Coach Bob. So I think they just got an understanding for the type of player that I was and what I expected from myself and from other people around me. And that's just to go hard every time in the brain, the juice. We were just talking about it, the juice. And that's what I just feel like I got, the juice. And they saw that too. And it just lasted and it was on them. And they said, we got to get them. And I just salute to them. And we're going to go get us one.
Hey, Telvin, was it tough to be patient, wait until your last year to be a starter?
I've understood in almost all situations in my life, I've been that kind of late bloomer guy. In Boys Club, I started off at center. When I first touched the field, I started off at the center position. I really didn't move to running back and, you know, the skill positions until a few years. Then I got to middle school, and I was at cornerback, and everybody was like, nah, don't play. I'm telling my coach, don't play me and stuff like that. So then that kind of took time. And then I got to high school, and I had injuries early on. So I had to sit back and wait. And then my junior year, I took off, and then my senior year, it was, you know, epic senior year. I had to let the team and stuff like that. We didn't win the state championship, but as a player, I had a pretty good year. So going into Florida State, I took on that same mentality, and you see what happened. I'm going to just take advantage of the opportunities that I have. If it's on special teams, I'm going to go out there and make every play that I can on special teams. If I get a snap or two on defense, then I'm going to do that. But, no, I don't think waiting would be, you know, something that holds me back or that gets me mad, because I understand everybody got a role on the team, and I'm going to just play mine, whatever it may be. But it may not be a sit-back role. We're going to see.
So you had to sit out a whole year of high school football?
No, I didn't have to sit out the whole year. I just had got, like, I came down my ninth grade year, and I fell on my wrist and fractured my wrist, so I was out. And I didn't get to move up to varsity like everybody else did, because my wrist was messed up a little bit. And then my sophomore year, that's when I had messed up my finger. And that's when I kind of got the name Q-Tip, and I had to sit out like a week or two for that right there, but then I had to play with that cast on. So it was just always kind of something that kind of helped me back just a little bit, but at the same time, that propelled me into the player that I became, because through all those ups and downs, man, I'm telling you, it just developed that tough mentality, that dog, that go-getter mentality.
What position do you think in the NFL, inside, outside, will be best for you?
Well, obviously, we was working with them in the Senior Bowl, so obviously they see where I can fit at the outside. I was working inside, too, so we'll see however the coaches feel like, wherever I can be put on the field to make plays. That's my job. I don't get to decide where I get to be at. I just get to decide how I make the play.
Do you think you still want to add some weight?
Definitely, you know, I think over time, gradually, as I get older, my body spreads out some. The weight will drop on itself, but definitely, I'm definitely putting on weight, making sure to see what the coaches want me at, and let's get it.
What are you at right now?
I'm still like 219, 220 right now.
But were you concerned that some teams would want to move you to safety? Was there ever a concern about that?
No, I wasn't, just because the passion. And they see, people talk about me playing linebacker, but I've done it for 4 years. Say, oh, well, he can't do this in this situation, and he can't do that. He gets pushed out of the way because of this and that right there. I seen a guy 240 get pushed out of the way. It doesn't matter. It matters about your size in a lot of situations, so durability over time and things like that. But I feel like I got film to show people that I'm durable. I can go in the trenches and play there a whole game and come out the next week and still be effective in the next game. So I think I'll be okay.
Hey, is Q-Tip still a nickname?
If Q-Tip, you know, back in Georgia, you know, I'm back home right now at Austin. That's what everybody around here still call me. But most of the time you get outside of here, people won't even know what that means.
Well, where did it come from again?
I had to wear a cast on my hand. Like the little club cast, okay. For my finger to support my hand. And then it just looked, one day in practice, I knocked the ball with it. I deflected the pass with it. And Coach Mack yelled out, Q-Tip. That was my head coach at Lyons High School, Coach Randy McPherson. He yelled out, Q-Tip. And from then on, it just stuck with me. And we used to have this little, you know, just a little inside thing, Q-Tip, and it just kind of grew. It grew.
All right, man, we'll see you next week.
All right, I'll be ready to see you. Let's go.
Let's do it.
See you. Thanks.
See what you got.